My name's Scott Zaremba. I'm the owner of now Zarco USA. I've been in the petroleum industry my entire life. So for the past 47 years, I've been involved in transportation energy. I'm a second-generation marketer. My father started the company. And through those years, I've watched a lot of things that have occurred in the fuel industry in our economy. In 73, I was around when we had the oil embargo. 91, we had the Gulf War. In 2008, we had the collapse of our economy, and all of them had a similar theme. They were all about our energy needs and extremely high energy prices or lack being able to get it. And so in 2008, I opened what was one of the first blending locations that established blender dispensers that could blend alternative fuels for the consumer right at the dispenser. And with that, we were able to blend multiple blends of ethanol into flex fuel vehicles and blend 10% into heritage vehicles and blend biodiesel at multiple rates also. And doing that, that dovetailed for us in July of 2012 to become the first retailer in the U.S. to offer E15. I was a Phillips marketer for 28 years, and my locations were branded Phillips, and I did a lot of these things under the Phillips flag until about a month ago. They changed the rules midstream for what they would allow me to do once E15 came out, and created rules that made it impossible for me through my current structure to be able to offer E15. And so I rebranded my locations and just completed that to Zarco USA from Zarco 66 Inc. and created a fuel brand of American Fuels. And with that, we can offer today E15 to the consumer that 2001 newer cars, trucks, and SUVs. And so, you know, extremely excited to do that. It's been a difficult road to get here to be able to sell this product to the consumer because of some of the things that the opponents did not want to see happen, and that was simply have a choice and give us the opportunity to blend fuels and bring that to the consumer. Again, it got to the point where we had to rebrand and create our own brand to do it. So that's been a difficult task, but we've gotten through that. And so with that, we see the great opportunity for us now to be able to give the consumer the choice. We can reduce our dependency on foreign oil, and we can move forward being able to have something for the consumer that is going to give them higher octane, cleaner burning product, and just be able to maybe get stability in our economy. And so, you know, we're excited to do that, and we're moving forward with it.